It's Thursday, which means it's Throwback Thursday on SB Nation AM. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM, Throwback Thursday, 1990. On this date, Roseanne Barr gave the controversial national anthem tune to Booze in San Diego. This is Billy Idol. This was one of the coolest videos of the 1990 era.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the fun thing is about, you know, going back and grabbing these songs from the interwebs.
Yep.
Is being able to watch some of these videos and going,
yeah.
Oh, I so remember this one. This was appointment watching. You know, this made me stop in my tracks when this video was on.
Yeah, Billy Idol knew how to film them, didn't he?
Yeah.
like White Wedding was good, too.
Yep.
But he knew how to film this one.
This girl, oh, my God, she was all sorts of hot. Didn't do anything. I actually looked her up
yesterday. Yeah, she didn't become a star or anything, right?
No, she should have been.
She should have been.
She showed really a lot of talent.
She certainly did. She was really attractive. But, you know, sometimes that's just, it's the cruel nature of show business, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll drive you crazy.
There's one like her, there's a million more, right?
There is a million more. All right, I have to bring this up, and I know it's sad, but did you hear about our boy Tim Tebow's pursuit of being in the with the Mets?
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it's getting derailed now.
No. Yeah. Is he getting the call up?
No, he cut his hand catching a ball.
What?
That required 8 stitches, and now he's going to get some time.
You know what? God doesn't want him to play baseball.
I'm telling you right now, he, first of all, poor guy is struggling. I say poor guy. I mean, he brought it on himself. But nevertheless, he's struggling at the AAA level. But no, never mind. I thought the Mets would still go, screw it, who cares? Bring him up. Let's get this over with.
Oh, they definitely would have. You
bring him up
me?
To the majors.
Such a Mets thing to do. Like, hey, where's he batting? Oh, he's batting last in the league?
173.
Call
he's
him
there was a stat. He's averaging 1.27 strikeouts per game.
What, like that's
at the
bad?
AAA level. Yeah, right? I mean, everybody just strikes out.
Yeah, 2.7. Ryan Howard had over 3.
Cut his hand. Yeah, cut his hand catching a ball. How do you, what is that? How does that happen?
I don't.
What do you mean catching a ball? In his glove? He cut himself catching a, what is it? It had razors in it?
That's what I'm trying to think. What kind of ball are they throwing out in the Mets organization?
I read the article, but I mean, they didn't really get into details like, well, he was trying to catch it barehanded.
Spiked
but even
ball.
Barehanded, what's going to cut you when it's barehanded? So now he's on
some
the,
soft hands he has there.
He needed 8 stitches for this.
Eight stitches in his hand?
Yeah.
He's got a big hand.
So he's heading to, I started looking at mine going, I don't think I can get 4 across the way. The 8 stitches. He's betting, here's the latest. He's betting 163 in Syracuse. He cut his hand while trying to field a ball. The cut required 8 stitches, but no details. Tell me how that happens. Don't just tell me he cut his hand trying to field a ball. What do you mean by that?
Bad hop.
I think if it hits you in the bare hand, wouldn't it bruise your hand? It wouldn't cut your hand, would it?
I guess if the stitch hits you just right.
Yeah, maybe the stitch hits you, like it's spinning so much that it's like a, oh.
So I go back to my previous statement. God does not want him to play professional baseball.
I agree. Listen, and then there was this report that he recently bought a $3 million mansion, all right? So, look, he's got a former Miss Universe. He bought a $3 million mansion in Jacksonville. It's on this golf and country club. What does he need this for?
He has a job come fall.
Yeah.
He's waiting for him.
Great broadcaster.
They have a Tebow chair just sitting aside waiting for him for his season to be done.
Yep. He doesn't, I mean, this guy, this.
You know what it is? I think we need it more than he does.
I do too.
I think that's what it is. I think he's doing it for us. He's putting his body on the line for us.
And I'm looking at a picture of the house, and it's your standard good-looking Florida mansion. If I bought this, you couldn't get me to go to minor league baseball.
In Syracuse.
Seriously, if I had enough money to afford this pad, you wouldn't catch me on a bus driving around all over upstate New York to minor league baseball games, batting 163. I'd be like, you know what? I'm done. You guys were right. I stink at baseball. But my wife will say goodbye to you as we head off to the mansion. Hi, go tell him, honey. Give me a break. I mean, Tebow is just, he's married. He's engaged to a South African model who was once a Miss Universe. right? What do you need baseball for? Stop it. But I wanted to see it just so I could say, Tim, you had me fooled, because boy, did I rip him to pieces for this.
You know what? But I
changed my tune on this.
I think we're at that point now. It doesn't really matter anymore, right?
No. Made it to the AAA level.
And yeah, he made it to, I mean, whether it's justified or not, he really hasn't proven himself in the AAA level, but.
Nope.
You know, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, hey, he made it farther than any of us gave him credit for. A lot of us, when he first started off, we didn't think he'd make it out of, you know, single A.
Not only did I think this was a stupid PR stunt. I thought, well, somebody will take a flyer on him, but he ain't getting out of spring training. I mean, he's going to show up, be so awful that there's going to be enough internal pressure in the league to say, no, listen, we're not a circus act. Okay. We're not going to be signing Billy Crystal to play shortstop for the Yankees, because he's like, I was such a big fan when I was a kid. Like, we're not doing that. We're a professional organization of respectable athletes that play baseball. Do not give this guy a platform. Like, I thought that was what was going to happen. Like, he was going to go face major league level pitching or top level pitching, embarrass himself, and the league would say, nobody signed this guy. Are you kidding? Well, I know that would be collusion, but who cares? You know what I mean? There would be enough pressure of people going, look, this is not a circus. This is not a sideshow. We don't need it. Don't do it. And instead, the Mets go, yeah, come on. And he made it all the way to their AAA level. And you know what? Even though he can't play at the AAA level, good. You know what? He did it. He played professional baseball. He got checks for playing baseball, which is a lot more checks than I thought he was going to get. So go to your mansion, stay on the SEC Network, ESPN, whatever you're doing with broadcasting. He's good at it. I think he could keep elevating himself into an even higher role than what he's doing right now. I think he's really good at it, by the way. I think he is more honest than I thought he was going to be in discussing college football. Because when I covered him in Denver, I had never met the guy before. I watched him play all through college. I'd never seen him play. I saw him play live once, and that was at a South Carolina game in which he was quarterbacking for the Gators. But I never interviewed him or talked to him or anything when he was in college. But I did see him in Denver when he arrived with the Broncos. And he was so nice, but he was very vanilla. That was the thing with Tebow. He was so polite, but he gave very cliched answers all the time. He's very guarded. And so he would always talk about how excited he was, how everything was great, how Josh McDaniels was awesome, everything. I mean, there was no problems. And most players do this, but Tebow did it to almost a fault, where you knew he was this nice guy and you knew this was the kind of answers you were going to get. So when they announced that he was going to be an SEC analyst, being from Florida, you know, let's just tap into the old SEC knowledge that good old Tim Tebow has. But I thought everybody was a competitor. Everybody wants to win. Everybody's built to win. Everybody's great. I thought we were going to get that. We don't get that. We don't get that from him. He's gotten good training at this, which is say it even if it causes a backlash. Don't be afraid to say the Mississippi State offensive line is not very good this year. Don't be afraid to say Auburn's running game is going to carry them to a championship. Or don't be afraid to say South Carolina can't do this and this on defense and that's going to hurt them. Don't be afraid to say those things. And he's not afraid to say those things, and he does. So I think he's a very good broadcaster. He's going to do it for a very long time. He's been on Good Morning America doing some feel-good pieces and whatnot, but That's his gig, and that should be his gig. Live in your mansion in Florida near your parents. Enjoy being a former Heisman Trophy winner at Florida and all the perks that come with that. Have you know, travel the world with your Miss Universe wife and live your best life, Tim Tebow. Good for you.
I mean, in a way, almost live the Tom Brady life, except don't be the greatest quarterback ever.
Right.
I mean, you know, married a supermodel. Right?
Married a supermodel.
So, I mean, she's not making tons of money, though, but...
Still, does she do that? I don't think she does anything.
I think she's just ready to become Mrs. Tebow.
Mrs. Tebow. Be Mrs. Tebow.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, yeah. What a charm life. I mean, I wish we could live that life.
Yeah.
I want to go buy a $3 million mansion in Florida.
Hey, but listen, how many guys who barely had a cup of coffee in the league, right, can afford a $3 million mansion?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, he has built his brand up to a fantastic point. It's listen, guys who play college, right, win Heisman trophies. Sure, there is some element of money you can make being around your campus, being around your city as a Heisman Trophy winner, even if you don't make it in the NFL. You know, but I don't think Danny Werfel lives in a $3 million house. I mean, I may have to check, but I don't. And yeah, Danny Werfel played in the league. Like, he played in the NFL. But Tebow has a name and recognition that you know, sell some products, get on TV, get a broadcasting contract, you know, all of those things that come with it, speaking engagements. I mean, Tim Tebow can make $30,000 an appearance, right? Just sign some autographs, maybe speak at a corporate event. I mean, he's got that kind of "we want him, we want him, we want him" kind of appeal.
I mean, he's having a I guess, and I don't want to make this comparison, but it almost is a similar comparison between him and Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
And he is more sought after than Johnny Manziel.
He is more sought after than Johnny Manziel, right. You know who's done really well for himself in terms of media is Jesse Palmer.
Yes.
Jesse Palmer.
Almost forget that he was a football player.
Yeah, completely. Now, Jesse Palmer played for the Gators, and he played for the Giants very briefly. He was also on The Bachelor.
Yep.
But I'm watching television, and Jesse Palmer is selling me stuff in commercials. Like, he's actually doing real commercials. Like, and he's a college football color analyst. He does in studio work now. I think he hosted a game show one time. Like, he's really taken the media career to a huge level for him, and he's good at it too. So. All right, but that's I doubt we'll see him at Citi Field. Who knows? I mean, maybe people in the inside are like, just stay with us one more year, man. We'll bring you up. Don't worry about it. You'll be up here. We want to sell some jerseys.
They got to. I mean, just mad luck. It was a year ago around this time. What did he hurt? I don't even remember what he hurt, but he hurt something.
Goodness. Yeah, it was. Or no, it was finger. His hand maybe.
He's got to stop fielding balls.
He can't do this.
You know what? You know the problem? He needs to switch to the American League just so he can DH.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, but man, what a shame. I really thought this was the year.
You know what? There, as much as we joke about it, I really am bummed.
I wanted to see it. I really did. I don't care if he struck out every time he got to the plate. I mean, just that idea that.
That he's there.
Here it is, September. Yeah, the Yankees would be on fire heading towards the playoffs. Is?
I wanted him to be Moonlight Graham. Catch a ball in the outfield, season's over.
Never
get that at bat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good point. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I'd like to see that. Nevertheless, so that's our latest Tebow update. That might be the last one.
No. We still got a wedding to talk about, Tony.
Oh,
we
that's
got
true. Yeah. Do you think ABC will broadcast that wedding live?
They better.
That would probably get tremendous ratings in Gainesville.
They'd be doing themselves a disservice if they didn't. I mean, that's a royal wedding, right?
Yep, that's right. Down in Florida, it would be. Everybody, our little Timmy's getting married finally. And now he gets to experience what pretty much all of us have ever experienced in our life.
You know what they could film and not worry about censorship is his bachelor party.
Yeah, that's very true. All right. Pin the tail on the donkey coming up. And then we got a tug of war battle at the beach. It's SB Nation Radio.